I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, on July 29th, just 21 minutes after a magnitude 8.8 earthquake struck Russia's peninsula, waves were triggered nearly 4,000 miles away in Death Valley National Park. Earthquakes can generate waves in enclosed bodies of water, even over surpassing distances. That's correct. Devil's Hole is a water-filled cave approximately 12 feet wide and over 500 feet deep, with a water surface that is typically sheltered from wind and remains extremely calm. The endangered Devil's Hole pupfish depend on a shallow shelf at the cave's mouth for most of their food and spawning. The pupfish habitat was previously affected by earthquake waves in December and February, which removed most of the algae and invertebrates that pupfish rely on for food. During the official survey in March, only 38 fish were counted. Fortunately, biologists are less concerned about the impacts of the July 29th quake on the pupfish. The waves generated by this earthquake were smaller than those from the previous quakes, as the epicenter was very far away. The 10-inch waves from the quake from Russia only removed some material from the shallow shelf. Let's talk about the new traffic impacts that are going to be happening this next week from Caltrans. In Yoke County, Bishop Creek Utility Work will be on State Route 168 West at South Lake near Aspendale. Utility crews will dig holes on the westbound shoulder on Saturday, August 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be intermittent one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. In Mono County, Cemetery Road utility work on US 395 near Cemetery Road, north of Levining, utility crews will replace a pole and cross wire over the roadway on Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 20-minute delays. Bridgeport utility work on US 395 from Immigrant Street to Half Mile West, utility crews will replace poles and cross wire over the roadway on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., there will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Remember, check before you're heading north or south on any of these. These delays do add up, and make sure you plan them into your adventure. For ongoing traffic impacts, visit our website at sierrawave.net. For the ongoing traffic impacts, visit our website at sierrawave.net. Follow us on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. They're there as well. What's new at the Bishop Twin Theater this week? Well, The Bad Guys 2. It's a family comedy. It's 1 hour and 44 minutes. Reformed criminals Mr. Wolf, Mr. Snake, Mr. Piranha, Mr. Shark, and Miss Tarantula are trying very hard to be good. However, they soon find themselves hijacked into a high-stakes heist. Jimmy and the crew went out to go review the movie today, but unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, we were unable to view the movie. But it does look like it's going to be a fun family adventure. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, tune in to this week's episode of Skippable News.